Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. It's time for L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony, Cornouaille 88.8. I'm your host, Clark 80. Stay tuned for today's guest, Radu Verlan. I caught up with Radu in his restaurant in San Remo, Italy, on the Italian Riviera. Last week, Radu gave us a great interview describing his history living in several countries around the world, his visits to France, and he'll talk a little bit about his philosophy of life in today's wide-ranging discussion.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie Cornouailles 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Eddy. Restez à l'écoute pour l'invité d'aujourd'hui, Radu Verlan, que Clark Eddy a rencontré dans son restaurant à San Remo, en Italie, sur la Riviera italienne. Radu nous a accordé une excellente interview la semaine dernière, décrivant sa vie dans plusieurs pays du monde, ses visites en France. Il parlera un peu de sa philosophie de vie dans la discussion d'aujourd'hui.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Eddy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Thanks for joining me today on L'invité de Clark. And as promised last week, we will have a second interview with my special guest, Radu Verlan. Here we are in situation in situ in San Remo, Italy. And Radu is a man of many experiences, many talents, and many languages. And those of you who are happy enough to listen to our interview last week will enjoy today's as well, because there's a lot more to tell. Welcome back, Radu.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, you know, that first episode was fascinating, and I think I even ran over time. There were so many interesting things to talk about. But this time I'd like to maybe help listeners know exactly where we are. We're in San Remo in Italy, which is part of the Italian Riviera, so it's a continuation of the French Riviera. And we're only about 20 minutes or so from the French border, but you can tell that you're certainly in a different country when you get here. It's a beautiful place and wonderful cuisine, nice people. And then on the other side, you run into Menton, which is the first French city to run into, and then Monte Carlo and Nice. But I wanted to ask Radu a little bit more about his French experiences. And I don't know, where have you been in France?
So in France, along the coast, I traveled from Italy on the way to Spain. But central France a few times in Paris. But I cannot say I have a huge experience visiting France, because it was not too close to the sea. I prefer to be more on the seaside.
Yes, yeah. And especially your history of diving and things like that, sure.
And Paris, it's nice, but you see it once, then it's crowded.
Big city. Yeah, that's true. Well, the only place I haven't heard about is a little corner of France called Brittany. And I would love it if you could come up to Brittany.
Well, you never know. I might end up one day there. Maybe I will fall in love with Brittany and I never move, which I doubt because the weather is quite, it's not so warm in the wintertime there. So maybe a little bit more south would be interesting.
Maybe. Well, you know, we seem to be, with this climate change, we keep having warm days when we're not supposed to. I think it was in the upper 20s in October some days, so we never know, you know.
Clark, I have to interrupt you. I noticed something in the introduction. You said that Italy, it's an extension of the French Riviera. Well, since we are in San Remo, we would say that French is an extension of the Italian Riviera, because it's the Roman Empire, you know.
I stand corrected. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Once you have the interview in France, you can say about Italy that it's an extension.
That's right. Well, thank goodness I didn't make that mistake in Brittany. That would have been bad. But of course, France, being a neighbor, kind of reminds me of the fact that you spent quite a bit of time in Canada.
Well, yes.
Which is a French province, by the way.
Well, it's half French, half British. It depends where you're landing first time. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, tell us about your experiences and where you were and what were you doing in Canada.
Yeah, Canada, that was a nice experience. So I left Italy with one bag, the same bags that you go to the gym, you know.
Small a duffel bag.
Duffel bag, small, easy to carry. And the first stop was Montreal. It was a nice experience, even if, yes, I was speaking a little bit French. Once landed in, arriving in Montreal, it was a difference. It was a huge difference between my French and the Quebecois.
Mine too.
Yes, so it was a nice experience in Quebec. I was there for 1 week, and then I just bought a car and went to Vancouver, to British Columbia, because I had a job there.
Oh, what was that job in? What industry?
Well, it was same in the trucking business, because I'm talking in 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was still in that industry. And yeah, I figured out in that time that Canada, from coast to coast, it's only one street. Basically, it was almost all from close to 5,000 kilometers, there were like 800 kilometers of highway. The rest was double line.
That's true. Yeah. It's a big, big place.
It was a nice experience.
Well, in Montreal, you stayed for about a week. You bought a car. Did you have any entrance problems staying in Canada, or was that a pretty good, easy arrangement for you?
Oh, yeah. So it was the whole immigration process, which took a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And after all the demands, immigration said, oh, finally, it's done. Arriving there, I figured out that I don't have Canadian experience. So to get a job, you don't have to have any license. Nothing from what they asked in the interview was demanding in Canada. The only thing was, do you have Canadian experience? I said, no, I'm a landed immigrant. How do you want me to have a Canadian experience?
Yeah.
And tell me, what do you mean by Canadian experience?
That's a good question.
Yes. And I figured out what was meaning. Joking now.
Yeah.
You have to like, okay, you have to...
have to say A.
Yes, you have to be maybe bankrupt one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it happens. A lot of people go bankrupt in Canada. And, well, yeah, you have to be in debt to have Canadian experience. Unless you get in... Unless you have no debts, you have no Canadian experience.
So what did you tell them?
I told them that I will have to start something on my own.
Yeah. And let's see. So you got to Vancouver. And were you married at the time?
Well, I was married at that time.
Yeah, okay. Well, we won't go there too much, but that.
We can go, we cannot go, it depends, but I was married in that time, and the reason why I ended up in Canada was my ex-wife.
Oh.
She wanted to go to Canada, so, okay, we decided, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Did you find it hard to make a living there, or get accustomed to anything? In Vancouver, that is.
Well, living in Canada, it's not hard.
Yeah.
I can say that from all the countries where I've been, Canada has the best fiscal system.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a business there easily. They let you live.
Yeah.
They are okay. From this point of view, it's the best country.
Yeah.
It's the best country. But also the cost of living on the West Coast is
pretty high. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's a popular place. A lot of immigrants ended up there over the past few years too. So, it's thriving, I'm sure. But let's jump back to Italy for a minute, because I think listeners would like to know, now that they know the experiences you've had around the world, different countries, different peoples, maybe what you think about life here and what you appreciate about life in Italy.
Well, Italy, you know, it's funny. Before I left Italy to Canada, one of my buddies in Imperia said, Radu, don't go to Canada. Stay in Italy, because Italy is the best place on earth. I said, oh, well, Tony, now I have to go. So I can say that he was right. Italy, from a lot of point of views, is the best place to live. First of all, the climate.
Yes.
Climate, it's very good. Second, I wouldn't say the food. Many people would say the food in Italy, it's wow. I would say the people themselves, they are okay.
Yeah.
They are not mean. They don't, you can argue with them, and after you finish the argument, they say, andiamo a prendere un caffè, amici come prima. Let's have a coffee and we are friends as before.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
isn't that nice?
You don't meet that kind of attitude
no.
Everywhere.
No, you do not.
And, yes, of course. Food, sea, water,
people,
all the rest.
Really, people make it really, don't they? I mean, I agree with you. It's a very hospitable place to be. You know, just like the music, it's fun. The language, it's fun. It's a special place.
One tip to people that are visiting Italy. If you ever order pizza, never ask for ketchup. Because if you ask for ketchup on a pizza in Italy, you are done.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah, you can just leave right then.
Yeah.
Well, that is a particularly good piece of advice, and I can't imagine improving a pizza here with ketchup, but there are some, I suppose it would. I'm visiting here with Radu Verlam. This is our second interview because we had such fun the first time, and we're having fun the second time. He's a native of Romania and situated now in San Remo, Italy, where we are doing our interview. I think we'll keep moving here and ask you a few more questions, and then we'll have to go, unfortunately, because we're having a really fun time. What would you like listeners to know about you? How would you describe yourself?
Wow, that's a tough one.
You have two sentences.
Well, two sentences. I would say I can manage in two words.
Yes.
Normal and crazy.
Well, I've only known him for a while, but I vouch for those two.
Well, I think all of us, we have one life, and we should try to make the best out of it. Making the best out of it doesn't mean money-wise. It means fulfill your dreams. Whatever you feel like doing it. Don't think that you're going to get poor. You are poor if you don't do whatever you want.
Oh, I think that's
and
great
you
advice.
Die poor if you don't do whatever you want. If you don't fulfill your dreams, you're poor.
Well,
that's
very sage, even in three sentences. That's very sage advice. And you said something interesting to me before, that you don't regret what you have done, but you would regret anything you didn't do that you wanted to do in the future.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, that's a great motto for life. Anything you'd like to be remembered for, by the way, as long as I think about that, because you have some really interesting life experience, but also a lot of wisdom.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
That is fantastic.
You will always be down, so never give up.
That's very good advice. Oh, well, we're really grateful for you to stick around and give us your time for the two shows, and I've had a great time meeting you and learning more about your fascinating history, your life, and you know, we all wish you the very best, and we really wish that someday you'll come and visit us up in beautiful Brittany. You know, you never know what life's going to bring you.
You never know, Clark. Mm-hmm. And whatever, one day, who knows, maybe you're in Brittany, I'm in Italy, we hear from each other again.
I would like that very much.
Yes,
we're going to stay in touch.
Have a chat also online.
We can solve the world's problems, the two of us.
Of course, of course.
Oh, I can't let you go without asking you something really important. What is your favorite radio station in nearby France?
Well, in nearby France, I listen to Radio Harmony, which is on 88.8. Of course, you know, guys, that it's Clark's radio station, so we are here. We are here, but it's a nice station.
Well, you know, you can listen online. I think,
of course,
it's a little hard to pick up down here, but
of course, you can listen it online.
Online, yeah.
Always online, and we listen it in the bar as well.
Yes, that's right. It'd be one of his favorite.
Yes.
Actually, the music on the station is great. It's eclectic. It's very interesting. I like the music that.
Yeah, that's how actually we figured out, and we came in contact with Clark. I was listening to his show in the bar, and I said, "Man, what the heck? How can I
get on that show?"
Yeah, and I just sent him an email.
And you can, folks, if you want to be on the show and you can speak a little English. Happy to have you. We'll be happy to talk to you. Well, thanks so much for being with us again. This has been superb, and we'll stay in touch for sure.
Yes, thank you, and hope to see you again in Sanremo.
I'll be back, believe me.
Okay.
That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, that's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark 80. Next week, we'll bring you another interesting guest who has been producing and filming documentaries that have been seen on French television and elsewhere. I'll be interviewing Miriam Cavani in Paris. Remember, you can hear all of our broadcasts live or anytime by clicking the podcast tab on our website at www.radio-harmony.com. Join us each Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. or our rebroadcast of the show every Saturday at 18:15. And remember, too, that things always go better with a little harmony in your life. Kenavo.
Merci beaucoup d'avoir écouté cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Eddy. La semaine prochaine, nous vous présenterons une autre invitée intéressante, Myriam Kebani de Paris, qui a produit et tourné des documentaires vus à la télévision française et bien ailleurs. N'oubliez pas que vous pouvez entendre toutes les émissions en direct ou à tout moment en cliquant sur l'onglet podcast de notre site internet www.radio-harmonie.com. Rejoignez-nous chaque mercredi à 10h15 ou tous les samedis à 18h15 pour la rediffusion. Rappelez-vous aussi que tout est toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'Invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.